limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Independent research shows 6 times more hires are delivered through Indeed than any other job site, making Indeed your one-stop source for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/offer. That's Indeed.com/offer. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Wall Street observers say it could be a record year for bonuses for those who work on Wall Street. Chris Barnes with the report.
Those who work on the street can expect those bigger bonuses thanks to the surging stock market, which is up 18% this year. Securities profits were up to $12.3 billion for the first half of the year as compared with $9.3 billion for the same period last year. So analysts say they're expecting bonuses to top last year's average of nearly $140,000. I'm Chris Barnes.
The U.S. home price index hit an all-time high in August. Home prices in August rose 6.1% on the Standard & Poor's most broad indicator. Economists had been expecting a 5.8% increase. Analysts say home price increases appear to be unstoppable, with home prices reaching new all-time highs. Home prices in 20 cities across the U.S. registered 5.9% higher in August, up from 5.8% in July. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
A man convicted of harassing an ex has been given a very unique sentence by a Hawaiian judge.
The Maui News reports that a judge sentenced Darren Young on Friday to write the nice messages after he called and texted the woman 144 times. Judge Rhonda Liu told him he would have to write a compliment for every nasty thing he said about her in those texts and calls. Young gets credit for 5 months already spent behind bars, but he's going to be on probation for 2 years and has to pay a $2,400 fine. Liu told Young it was childish for a grown man to be so thumb-happy.
If you look into the regulations of most towns across the United States, you'll find some very old laws that really don't apply anymore. In New York, they're looking to get rid of one of those such laws. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler.
The New York City Council believes the infamous cabaret law is an embarrassment. It was passed in 1926 to discourage interracial mingling at nightclubs. In recent decades, it's drawn negative comparisons between the city that never sleeps and the conservative town that barred dancing in the movie Footloose. Mayor de Blasio says he'll sign the repeal. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
A gory Barbie doll display has a lot of Brooklyn residents upset. It's one Cobble Hill homeowner's idea of how to decorate for Halloween. It's Barbie dolls covered in blood-like paint, some of them missing their arms or missing their heads. People living nearby say it hurts children to see it. USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Hoo-wah! The Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciate you joining us this fine day in America. Here's what we have for you this hour. We're going to start by talking with the gent who runs the Marines Toys for Tot program. Then we're going to talk about the University of Michigan's dental school who helps vets for nothing. And, of course, we'll conclude with Service Academy football and our weekly mailbag in military history and our Armed America report. Frontlines of Freedom is proud to be a part of the Eisenhower Center After the Impact team. They do great things for our troops with traumatic brain injury. Yeah, they help NFL players and first responders, too. Troops, I welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Now it's time to meet retired Marine Lieutenant General Pete Osman. He's the president and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation. I guess I should say welcome aboard, General.
Thank you very much, Colonel Gillum. I really appreciate the opportunity to share some thoughts with you and your listeners today about the Marine Toys for Tots program.
Well, Pete, one of the things that you and I have in common is that we both commanded rifle platoons in Vietnam.
Okay. How about that?
So give us a quick review of your service as a Marine. That's pretty much where you started, I presume, but you didn't end up there.
No, I was a platoon commander in Vietnam, with 2nd Battalion, 1st Marines. Unsure at that time whether I was going to stay in the Marine Corps or not. And in fact, I kind of came in the Marine Corps because, the Vietnam War was going. I wanted to avoid the draft, so I went ahead and joined the Marines with the idea of spending 3 years and then going on to something else. As it often works out, the Marine Corps took good care of me, gave me assignments that challenged me, gave me opportunities to do things I never would have had a chance to do. And next thing you know, 1 year leads to the next, and you look up and it's 37 years later, and you're finally saying, well, I guess it's time to go do something else. And that's kind of the way it worked out. I had an opportunity along the way to command at every level, and finished up as the commanding general of the 2nd Marine Expeditionary Force during the Iraq War, and that was a real adventure there. So I had a very, very wonderful career, and when I left the Marine Corps, my predecessor here at the Marine Toys for Tots program pulled me aside, and he was someone that I had served with during my active duty days, had been a mentor of mine, and said, I think you might be a good guy to take over this program. And he and the commandant got together and kind of convinced me that that would be a good thing to do, and I'm so glad he did because it's been a great ride here at the Marine Toys for Tots program.
I know an awful lot of people, and I'm one of them. I don't know that I ever planned to have a career, but I never got around to getting out. I kept enjoying what I was doing.
Exactly.
And that's a great way to live. Okay, Pete, tell us about the mission for Toys for Tots.
Well, it's a pretty simple mission. Through the gift of a new toy, we help bring the joy of Christmas to less fortunate children, also sending them a message of hope that wouldn't be there were it not for this program.
That's a broad perspective. Who gets toys? How do you pick them out? Where do the toys come from? Who delivers them? Walk us through this program.
Sure, Denny. The Marine Toys for Tots program has been around for, almost 70 years now. First campaign was in 1947 in Los Angeles, and this year we're going to be running over 800 campaigns in big cities and small towns, literally all over the country, as well as in Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and Guam. The program, like I said, is fairly simple. It's the idea of having a new toy in the hands of a less fortunate child at Christmas time. This is brought about principally through the generosity of the American public. As I often tell folks, the real hero in this story is the individual who will take the time, spend a few bucks when they go out shopping, buy a toy, and drop it in one of our Toys for Tots barrels. That's what makes the program really work. That generates probably about 75% of our revenue. The other 25% pretty much comes from corporate sponsors and those who donate monetary donations. And, when we get the corporate sponsors providing the cash and whatnot, that gives us tremendous flexibility in purchasing toys in bulk at a greatly reduced rate and pushing those toys to places that really need help. And, you know, just like this year, you know, the horrible hurricanes that it hit Houston, you know, the southern part of Florida, Puerto Rico, you know, those particular sites where we conduct campaigns, obviously the demand is going to be bigger than it's been in the past because people have been hit hard, but it's also hit the donor base. So, you know, this is where when we have that cash, we can push it in down to those particular locations, allow them to buy toys locally, or we can buy toys in bulk and ship them down to Houston or to southern Florida or wherever it's needed. So that's kind of how the program works. These okay. 800 campaigns that are all across the country have got a coordinator who's in charge of setting up, if you will, places where they can collect toys, where the barrels are located, coming up with a system to collect all the toys, bring them to a central warehouse, sort the toys by age and gender, create a system that identifies those in the community that might need assistance, and they'll use other social agencies to help them identify these families. Or, you know, local churches can help identify them. And in smaller towns, it's, you know, actually the police department, fire department know who needs the help. That local coordinator is responsible for identifying who needs the help and then pushing those toys to those families at Christmas time.
That makes good sense. This is Colonel Denny Gilliam on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're discussing the Toys for Tots with their president and CEO, retired Marine General Pete Osmond. So in this particular case, I just found out that you have corporate sponsors. And therefore, one of the things I think listeners might want to know, if you're at the level where you can help with corporate sponsors, I presume you can participate by going to a website. Am I right?
Absolutely. Yes, we Toys for Tots. That's all you have to do on your search engine. Type in Toys for Tots, and it'll take you right to our website. And an individual can see how they can donate a toy, how they can donate volunteer time, and if someone's interested in being a corporate sponsor, who to get in touch with so that they can make that connection. We are blessed with some incredible corporate sponsors. You know, Toys R Us has been a huge sponsor of ours for the last 14 years and have raised, oh gosh, in excess of $50 million for us. Hasbro's a huge sponsor. Build-A-Bear's been a great sponsor. Scholastic. A number of, you know, obviously those who are in the toy manufacturing business and in the business of books for young folks have been tremendous corporate sponsors over the year and really, really help a lot. So plenty of opportunity for a business or corporate sponsor to step up and make a difference.
Basically, when does your season begin? When should people start seeing Toys for Tots come up in their community?
Right. We have an annual training conference where we bring the coordinators in to the Washington, D.C. area. In fact, at the National Conference Center out in Leesburg, Virginia, a great place to conduct a big training conference. We bring the coordinators in, give them about 3 or 4 days of intensive training on how to run a campaign, how to handle funds, distribution, the whole nine yards so that they're prepared for the campaign. They go back home. We send to them all their promotional materials that they need in order to conduct a campaign, and it begins on the 1st of October. Usually you don't see a whole lot about it until the campaign moves along. Just about this time into the first part of November, that's when you'll really begin to see things beginning to percolate in your community with respect to the Toys for Tots campaign. Then, of course, after Thanksgiving, I mean, everybody focuses their attention at that point to the upcoming Christmas holiday, and that's when folks really, really, really get engaged with the program. So it builds over that period of time and obviously culminates with the distribution of the toys to the families, which usually takes place about the week before Christmas.
Pete, that sums it up perfectly. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for your service to our nation back on active duty, and thank you for what you're doing now. I'm proud to call you a friend, and I hope I can support you as you go forward.
Well, Denny, thank you again very, very much for affording us an opportunity to present the Toys for Tots story to your listeners. And I would just ask your listeners to just remember that a less fortunate child's Christmas is determined on whether or not when you go do your shopping, you remember to buy that one extra toy and drop it in one of our barrels, or go to our website where you could also make an online donation. So thanks for your past support, and look forward to continuing that wonderful relationship that we've got with the American public, and because they're the ones that make this program work.
I'm Colonel Denny Gilliam. Next up, we'll discuss the University of Michigan's Dental Schools program for supporting veterans. They're a great role model for all dental schools. Then we'll cover last week's Service Academy football, You've reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Troops hit the deck and do an easy, slow 30 one-handed push-ups with each hand. I want you leaning me. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
This is Marine Vet Skip Correa with your home defense tip of the week. Always keep your guns locked up and safe from unauthorized users, especially your children. Inside your home, you should be able to get to your gun within 5 seconds of sensing danger. To accomplish this, stage a secure and loaded firearm on each level of your home. Above all else, never leave loaded guns unattended where children can gain access. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit HomeDefenseShow.com.
She was thrown out of a pickup truck.
Somebody threw him out of a car and shattered his leg.
They found her walking on the streets.
Many have been abused, malnourished, eating garbage.
Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur.
There's this commercial on TV that the ASPCA does, and they want you to send in $19 a month for a dog in the shelter. I think you should go and adopt a dog from the ASPCA and then get that dog on Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
You don't need to spend thousands on vet bills.
Their answer is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dinovite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Dinovite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunter County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today on Front Lines of Freedom. It's a pleasure to welcome to Front Lines of Freedom Dr. Mark Fitzgerald from the University of Michigan School of Dentistry. Mark runs a program that really helps veterans. Welcome aboard, Doc.
Well, thank you.
Mark, tell us about your background. How do you find yourself a doc teaching at the University of Michigan? Give us a little of your background.
Well, actually, it all started when I was in dental school here at the University of Michigan, and I enjoyed my experiences so much that I actually chose to stay on part-time and to practice part-time in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And I've been here since 1980 doing that, except I'm now full-time since 1990.
So what attracted you to dentistry? Is that something in your family or...
No, actually, I'm had an interest in the medical field, and then I got exposed to dentistry by assisting for a little while at a local dentist and decided that I really enjoyed the idea of interacting with patients in that one-to-one type of setting, and that dentistry seemed to appeal to me, and I'm glad I actually ended up doing that.
It's a beautiful thing when you directly or indirectly stumble into something that really rings your bell, that gives you satisfaction, and you work with people you like. Doesn't get much better, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Where did this idea of doing something special for veterans come from?
Actually, the idea came from some dental students. 2011, 2012, we had a dental student who was from the Marine Corps and had entered into the school here at Michigan and decided he wanted to do something for veterans. And he and four other dental students worked on a student-led project that ultimately became called the Wolverine Patriot Project. And those five partnered with a pair of dentists who were also had ex-military background from the Air Force. And they came up with the proposal through a program that we have here at the School of Dentistry to provide comprehensive dental care for disabled veterans in the mid-upper Michigan area. And so over the course of a couple of years, they put together a project and were able to provide complete dental care for 45 patients. Most of whom came from a local area called the Patriot Place, which was a temporary residence for homeless veterans run by Goodwill Industries of Northern Michigan.
Now, presumably this costs money, doesn't it?
It does. But fortunately, what we've been working on is trying to create processes that can provide these types of services for veterans that are in a affordable model. And so through the donated services of preceptor dentists who help to supervise our students providing care for these homeless veterans, and through support through some services that we provide through the University School of Dentistry, we're able to keep our costs down rather dramatically. So we've been able to, through a couple of different models that we've been exploring, be able to provide about $5 to $7 of service for every dollar that we spend.
Wow. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're discussing the University of Michigan's Dental School's program to help vets. And, Doc, I think you said it's called the Wolverine Patriot Project?
Well, that was the original project. That initial project actually received a multitude of recognitions and awards, and all of those original five students have graduated and are now, I believe, are still in the military providing dental care for people in the military. But then students who have followed behind have taken that model and worked with us to look at other possibilities for providing care for disabled veterans. And so now the program is called Victors for Veterans.
So this is something that is sort of growing, that the Wolverine Patriot Project was sort of the beginning. So you've got a pretty good model.
Yeah, we think we do. One of the limitations of the model is that, and one of the reasons why we can provide this care at such reduced costs is because we have dental students providing the majority of the care. And so that helps to reduce costs. And then those who are supervising that care are also volunteering their time in that supervision of care. And then they also step in and provide advanced care in cases where our student, the patient's needs exceed our student's capabilities at the time.
That makes great sense. One, it gives the students real life experience. Two, it's under supervision and therefore that nobody's going beyond their capability. And three, somebody who really needs the care is getting it. That's a great model. You know, one of the reasons I asked you to join us today is because I think this is a model that, why don't we hold it up as an example for all dental schools? Not everybody can do it. Not everything works. Not everything fits every kind of way. But you've already discovered, at least for your communities, what things work and what things don't work. So I presume you'd make this information available if other people wanted to touch base with you and steal some ideas, right?
Absolutely. You hit the nail right on the head, because one of our future directions is to look for ways to expand the model beyond the state of Michigan across the country. And we're more than happy to share our experiences with other schools. And actually, we have and are currently looking at opportunities to expand, in particular, even into the state of California right now, because the person who was actually originally involved in getting that very first program up and running with those dental students was the previous director of the program here at the school, and he has since moved on to UCLA, where he is establishing a program for these types of services at UCLA. So we're working very closely together to make this work and hopefully to convince others that we want to do this across the country.
If there are folks listening to us who are faculty at dental schools or something like that, and they'd like to touch base with you, how would they do that?
Well, they could contact me. The easiest way to do that would probably be to email me, Mark Fitz, MarkFitz at umich.edu.
And folks, if you didn't copy that down, I'll put it on the website. Just go to the website, look at the podcast for this show. That email will be there. Mark, thank you for what you guys are doing. Thank you for the volunteer time. Thank you for being a great role model for everybody. I'm just proud to call you guys friends.
Well, thank you very much. I would be remiss if I didn't thank all of the students who have participated in this program, who have then gone on and graduated and have turned around and donated money to this program to help sustain it over time. And we're looking for other ways to create a truly self-sustaining model.
Awesome. Doc, thank you for joining us today. Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Coming up next on Frontlines of Freedom, it's time for Service Academy football. Then we'll open our weekly mailbag. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Troops do 20 pull-ups all the way up and all the way down, nice and slow, then take a break, and do 20 more, and stand at ease but stay in the area. I'll be right back. On Veterans Day, visit any of Spartan Nash's 159 grocery stores in 10 states, and all veterans and active duty service members will receive 11% off all regular priced items. To find a store near you, visit SpartanNash.com.
As the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and exchanges in the world, Spartan Nash is committed to supporting our military heroes, and this November 11th, we want to show our gratitude.
Thank you for your service.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We were also responding to over 50 different fire management assistance grants due to the wildfires that are taking place.
FEMA Chief Brock Long testifying in front of Congress about the response to Puerto Rico, pointing out that the California wildfires have drawn significant resources away from FEMA's ability to help Puerto Rico. Long also praised the work of first responders both in the hurricanes and the California wildfires, saying the response of those first responders saved many, many lives. President Trump says the charges prompting the indictment of former campaign chairman Paul Manafort is fake news. Trump said it was fake news working overtime today on Twitter. As Manafort's lawyer said, there was no collusion and events took place before he came to the campaign. The tweet comes one day after Manafort was indicted on 12 charges stemming from the Russia investigation from Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Getting your flu shot at Walgreens is easier than ever. Just walk right in, and there's no cost to you with a $0 copay with most insurance. Plus, when you get a flu shot, you help provide a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Swing by your local Walgreens anytime to get a flu shot and help make a difference. Get a shot, give a shot. It's that easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2018, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Vaccine restrictions apply. Talk to your pharmacist to learn more.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. I really do welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. A Frontlines of Freedom salute to one of our show's great sponsors, Honor and Remember, and their national sponsor, Spartan Nash. If you know someone who has died while serving our nation, contact Honor and Remember so they can be honored. HonorandRemember.org. Troops, it's football season. Army, Navy, and Air Force were out doing their thing this past week. Joining us today, of course, is football co-host Quentin Roberts. Welcome back, dude.
Hey, thanks, Denny. Always good to be here. Talk about Academy football. Man, it's another great season.
It is an amazing season. And Army and Air Force won. Navy didn't do so well. Let's start with Army. They beat Temple 31-28, and they accepted a bowl bid.
And they are the first team in Division I football to accept a bowl bid, as they accepted a bid to the Armed Forces Bowl. So congratulations to Coach Monken, to the West Point team, the players and the institution. And it was not easy, as Army held off Temple 31-28 in overtime in West Point, New York at the famed Mikey Stadium. As we look at the game, Darnell Woolfolk started off the scoring with an 11-yard touchdown run, and then added another 4-yard touchdown run in the second quarter to go up 14-0 before the Owls were able to get on the board. The Army's defense gave up a 50-yard run to Isaiah Wright, and then just before the half, Temple tied it up with an Adonis Jennings 37-yard pass from Frank Nudy. Going in, so it was tied going into the half, and in the third quarter, everything pretty much remained status quo. It was still tied up, but Temple took the lead early in the fourth, going up by one touchdown with Reichwell Armstead having a 43-yard run, but Darnell Woolfolk came back with an answer with a 44-yard touchdown run for his third touchdown of the day. Temple answered, went up again, And then Army tied it up with 1 second left to go in the game with a pass to Jermaine Adams from Kelvin Hopkins Jr. And usually the quarterback is Ahmad Bradshaw, so a backup came in, threw the game-tying touchdown pass. Then in overtime, Army prevailed on a field goal from Blake Wilson to lift the Black Knights to a 31-28 victory, a 6-2 record, 5-0 at home. And I tell you what, the cannons were going off, Denny. They were making a lot of noise up at Mikey Stadium.
I'm believing that.
This past Saturday.
I'm believing that.
So, again, congratulations to Coach Monken and to the team.
They did a fine job. And Air Force was sort of squeaky, too, this time, but they squeaked out another victory over Nevada, right?
The Air Force did. I tell you, another three-point win by the Falcons. So Army and Air Force get three-point wins. The Falcons, again, they jump out with touchdowns from Garrett Amy with a five-yard run to get them on the board. And then Taven Burdow scored another touchdown to tie it up at 14 with the Nevada Wolfpack. And at the half, Air Force had pulled ahead 28-20 as Ronald Cleveland took the pitch around the edge for a 43-yard touchdown run. Things were looking good for the Falcons, but the Wolfpack would not go away. They came back in the third quarter and tied the game up on a 13-yard touchdown run by Wyatt Demps once again. Tied it up at 28. Arian Werthmann, Air Force's quarterback, then took a 1 yard touchdown run to go up 35-28. But the Wolfpack just wouldn't go away as they came back and scored again to tie it up. Air Force went ahead. The Wolfpack tied it up again. But with 1 second left to go, the Wolfpack just left too much time on the clock. With 1 second left to go, Air Force's kicker Luke Strebel hits a 30-yard field goal to lift the Falcons to a 45-42 victory.
Gotta love those field goal kickers when they connect.
Hey, Denny, no one talks to them the rest of the game, but boy, when the game is on the line, they have to come through. And again, congratulations to Air Force. They climbed to 3-4, 2-2 in the conference. You know, they had a rough go at it for a while as they had a four-game losing streak, starting in Ann Arbor to Michigan and then ending with a three-point loss to Navy. But they've come back to win their last two close games, 34-30 over UNLV and 45-42 over Nevada. And so then we've got Navy. And this is we knew they had a tall task in Annapolis, Maryland, Navy Marine Corps Stadium. The University of Central Florida Knights brought their undefeated record into Annapolis to play the midshipmen, and the midshipmen were ready for them, but just did not have enough air in the sails. UCF started off the scoring going up 7-0. They took the opening kickoff and drove down for a touchdown, but Navy responded. And at the half, UCF led only 14-7. It was a close game. Navy tied it up in the third quarter with a 75-yard pass. Did you hear me? A pass, Denny.
That's amazing.
But Zach Avey hit Malcolm Perry, tied it up 14-all. But UCF, boy, they've got a lot of speed on their team. Adrian Killens Jr. ran around the end for a 79-yard touchdown run. They added a field goal, and at the end of three, UCF Knights were up 24-14. Of course, you know our academy teams. Navy was not going away. And they took the opening kickoff of the fourth quarter, went down in 10 plays, 75 yards, to score a touchdown to pull within three on a touchdown run by Anthony Gargiola. But UCF tacked on a final touchdown with 3 minutes and 30 seconds left to go in the game and pulled away for the victory, 31-21. So a tough loss for Navy. We knew it was uphill sledding, but it was a tough loss nonetheless.
Well, I'm proud of Navy. They don't ever give up. That's true of all three of our teams. But Navy is the one that got hammered this week. But I know they'll be coming back and coming back strong. So this weekend, Army and Navy both have byes. Air Force plays at Colorado State. What does that look like, Quentin?
Well, Colorado State is favored by 11 points. They're 6-2 and 4-0 in the conference. So it's going to be in Fort Collins, Colorado. I'm sure it's going to be a good crowd on hand. And so it's going to be a tough task for Air Force. You know, I would say, though, it's probably going to be a little closer than that 11-point spread. But it would be a great victory if Coach Calhoun can take the Falcons into Fort Collins and come out with a victory.
Yes, it will. And we're certainly hoping that he does just exactly that, because you've been predicting this forever. You come back slowly. Well, Air Force has had a tough season for those losses, but now they're coming back. So let's hope they take a bigger bite and add another victory.
That's right, Danny. And, of course, then on November 4th, there's the big tilt between Air Force and Army in Colorado Springs. So hopefully they don't look past Colorado State to Army, and because Army with the bye, believe me, they're going to be scouting Air Force, and I think Coach Monken and the team are going to have the Falcons in their gun sights. It promises to be a dandy.
I have no question that both coaches and every member of both teams, not to mention every member of both academies, is going to be focused on the other one. You know, we love each other and we're brothers, except this one time.
Except that one. And I won't even say the whole day. I'll just say for those 2 to 3 hours.
Yes, that's right.
We're on opposite sides.
That's right. It's rare that that happens, but this is the occasion. And
that's
so
right. Then.
Quentin and I will remain friends probably. Well, we will remain friends with maybe the exception of those 2 hours.
And we'll still be friends. We just won't be speaking.
Or if we're speaking, there'll be with one of us with attitude.
That's right, Danny.
Quentin, thank you for your insights. We'll be talking next week, and we may have a few interesting things to add to the conversation next week. We'll see. Thanks, Quentin.
All right. Thank you, Danny. Have a great one now.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Next up, it's time for our weekly mailbag. Then it's military history time. You have reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Get a bench and some good weights, hey, 50 pounds, and do about 50 bench presses. I want your combat ready. Then stand at ease.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. This is the final formation for this week on Frontlines of Freedom. The Eisenhower Center and After the Impact program really help our troops who are suffering from traumatic brain injury. Any vet with this problem should check this program. Money is not an issue here. These folks really want to help our injured vets. Check EisenhowerCenter.com. Okay, team, let's open the mailbag. I welcome comments from you, our listeners. Please send your thoughts to me at Denny@FrontlinesOfFreedom.com or on Facebook. Skip, what's first?
Scott from California wrote that he really appreciated your critique of Ken Burns' documentary. His dad was a Vietnam vet who never spoke much of what he did there, and his dad was upset by the documentary but didn't say why. Now he has some insights into what his dad may be feeling.
Scott, thank you for sharing that. As we said, the documentary had some valid and accurate things in it. It also had some quite misleading things. I particularly object to the way the protesters in the U.S. appeared more noble than we who fought in Vietnam.
Mary from New Jersey thanked you for the description of the symptoms of traumatic brain injury. She has been concerned about her brother, and now she has something to discuss with him.
Mary, TBI can be helped, but only if the injured person wants help. Good luck as you talk with your brother. Well, you know, gents, before we get to military history, I was thinking about one of the most useful classes I ever attended while I was in the Army. I was a company commander in the 101st Airborne Division and was sent to a week-long class on maintenance of vehicles and equipment. I was there because one of the things we officers were occasionally required to do was be part of a team that when we sent to inspect each other's unit's maintenance and procedures. Well, one day they wheeled in this large trailer into the class. It had a big collapsible tower on it, and the tower had a propeller on it. No one had any idea what it was or what it did. We were then asked what we would do if we were sent to inspect a unit that had a bunch of these things. None of us had a clue. Then they opened our eyes. Yes, we all had trailers and knew how to inspect trailers, wheels, tires, hitches, and the like. Good start. Then we were told to find the operator and tell him to get whatever it was ready to operate. Finally, we'd ask him to operate it while we questioned him about how he maintained his equipment. He didn't have to know that we didn't know what this thingamajig was until he explained it. I became a bit smarter that day. Another team of sergeants made me a better officer. And by the way, the thing measured wind velocity at airfields.
Well, Colonel, that makes me wonder. Maybe we should get one of those thingamajigs in Congress so we can measure the hot air velocity.
That sounds incredibly appropriate. But we'd need one over each seat, I think.
I think so, and it might break.
If we didn't, it might. You're darn right. Now it's time for military history. What's first, Skip?
On 2 November 1777, the USS Ranger...
Hoo-ah!
Yeah, I knew you'd like that name, Colonel. With a crew of 140 men under the command of John Paul Jones, left Portsmouth, New Hampshire, for the naval port of Brest, France, where it will stop before heading toward the Irish Sea to begin raids on British warships. This was the first mission of its kind during the Revolutionary War.
It was a radical idea, and it worked. And on 3 November 1941, the combined Japanese fleet received Top Secret Order Number 1. In 34 days' time, Pearl Harbor is to be bombed.
And it was.
And it was. They did their job.
On 2 November 1942, General Montgomery launched Operation Supercharge and broke through Rommel's defensive line at El Alamein, Egypt, forcing a retreat. It was the beginning of the end of the Axis occupation of North Africa.
On 31 October 1952, the U.S. exploded the first hydrogen bomb at Iwitak Atoll in the Pacific. The first H-bomb ever, Mike, was exploded at 7:15 a.m. local time on November 1st, 1952. The mushroom cloud was 8 miles across and 27 miles high. The canopy was over 100 miles wide. Radioactive mud fell out of the sky, followed by heavy rain. 80 million tons of earth was vaporized. Mike was the first ever megaton yield explosion.
Colonel, every time I see like a video or a picture of one of those mushroom clouds, I know it's kind of morbid on my part, but it's like I just go, wow. I'm in awe of the size of that thing.
And I want to stay away from it.
Yeah, definitely. On 31 October 1956, Rear Admiral G.J. Duffick became the first person to land an airplane at the South Pole. Navy men landed an R-4D Skytrain on the ice at the South Pole. Rear Admiral George Duffick, Captain Douglas Cordner, Captain William Hawks, Lieutenant Commander Conrad Shin, Lieutenant John Swadener, Petty Officer J.P. Strider, and Petty Officer William Cumbie are the first men to stand on the South Pole since Captain Robert Scott in 1912.
I'll bet it was a little chilly.
I'm hoping Robert Scott wasn't still there.
Good point. On the 31st of October, 1991, during an extremely severe winter storm, our Coast Guard cutter Tamaroa rescued 4 of 5 Air National Guard crewmen from an H-60 that had ditched south of Long Island due to fuel exhaustion. The Tamora had been attempting to rescue 3 persons off the sailing vessel Satori the previous day when she was diverted to assist the Air National Guard pararescuemen. The 5th pararescue man was never found. The Tamora was awarded the Coast Guard unit's commendation for these rescue attempts. And that's military history for today. Skip, it's Armed America time. Take us there.
All of us here at Frontlines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Well, in Spokane, Washington, a 17-year-old girl was forced to defend herself from a robbery suspect who picked the wrong home to break into. Local news reported on the morning news that a perimeter had been set up in the vicinity of the girl's home to catch the escapee who had led police on a car chase before getting away on foot. The girl called her father to ask if she could use one of his guns just in case of an emergency. Receiving permission, the girl retrieved the gun, placed it under her pillow, and went back to sleep. Later in the morning, the girl woke to the sounds of someone moving about the house. The girl grabbed the gun and hid behind her vanity, only to have the suspect enter her room. She pointed the gun at the man, who took off running at the sight of the firearm. The man stole her boyfriend's ATV from the property to make his escape. The girl later confirmed the robbery suspect was the same man who had broken into her home.
Thanks, Colonel. This 17-year-old girl did some really great things. First, she had the forethought to arm herself, which is always a good idea when you're in danger. But she also had the good sense to call her father and ask for permission to use the firearm and to get any last-minute instructions. Then, during the night when the bad guy broke into the house, she kept her cool, retrieved the firearm, and hid in a position where she could wait to ambush the intruder. When he found her, she pointed the pistol and was ready to fire. Fortunately, he had the good sense to flee. All in all, she did a great job, but here are a few ways you can prepare for an attack such as this. 1. Have an interior lock installed on your bedroom door. This is a simple task that will slow down your attacker and give you forewarning. Let's face it, you can't defend yourself if you're asleep. 2. Always have a working cell phone in your bedroom. All cell phones, even those without a service plan, are capable of connecting you to emergency dispatch. 3. Keep a high-lumen military-grade flashlight inside your gun safe. This will blind your attacker and momentarily confuse him. It's also good to know that the person you're shooting isn't a loved one. A flashlight gives you confidence and a clear sight picture. 4. Make sure you have a quality gun safe in your bedroom. You should be able to have a loaded gun in your hand, cocked, locked, and ready to rock within 5 seconds of sensing danger. For this reason, stay away from key-operated safes. It's hard to find the key and open the safe in the dark. Instead, use a lit keypad, biometrics, or RFID technology. Biometrics operate using your fingerprint, while RFID uses a computer chip installed in a bracelet, fob, or fake credit card.
One thing you should definitely not do is to hide your pistol under your pillow or between the mattresses. This is a disaster waiting to happen, as you could accidentally blow your head off or kill a loved one in your rush to grab it after waking up. If you make these easy preparations, you'll be better able to ward off any home invader.
Good comment, Skip. And I'd like to add one more. Dad trained his daughter in how to use a gun.
That's right, and they had one in the house.
Indeed. Our book giveaway this week is Robert Mann's The Mind of the Islamic State. To get in on the drawing, email me, Denny, at frontlinesoffreedom.com, and put The Mind of the Islamic State in the subject line. Next week on Frontlines of Freedom, we're going to discuss the great book on the Vietnam War, The Odyssey of Echo Company, by Doug Stanton. This is an amazing book. We'll also talk with Jim Corrigan about his book on Desert Storm entitled The Desert Storm Air War, another great book.
Thank you, friends, for joining us for Frontlines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And a few of your friends at Guard, KP, or other duties that force you to miss any part of this show. Hey, all our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on the front lines of freedom. Join me next week for military and veteran information that you won't get anywhere else on the front lines of freedom. Dismissed.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Lico Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
This report is brought to you by Delta Faucet. New York City's Design Week was October 14th through the 22nd. What better time to take inspiration and refresh your home? Whether you're working on a full-scale renovation or just making a few tweaks to your space, there are many small changes you can implement that will make a big difference in your home. Delta Faucet asked designer Nate Berkus to help give you some ideas to change your space.
The truth is, there's absolutely no shortage of inspiration in today's interconnected world. So hop on Pinterest or your Instagram feed for great design ideas every single day. Or pick things up when you're traveling to bring back with you for your home. They'll make great conversation pieces when you have people over and will add tons of personality into your space. And finally, don't be afraid to break the rules. Some of the best interiors are the ones where people took risks, and if you love something, you'll find a way to live with it.
For more information, visit DeltaFaucet.com and follow Delta Faucet on Instagram for even more design inspiration.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We were also responding to over 50 different fire management assistance grants due to the wildfires that are taking place.
FEMA Chief Brock Long testifying in front of Congress about the response to Puerto Rico, pointing out that the California wildfires have drawn significant resources away from FEMA's ability to help Puerto Rico. Long also praised the work of first responders both in the hurricanes and the California wildfires, saying the response of those first responders saved many, many lives. President Trump says the charges prompting the indictment of former campaign chairman Paul Manafort is fake news. Trump said it was fake news working overtime today on Twitter. As Manafort's lawyer said, there was no collusion and events took place before he came to the campaign. The tweet comes one day after Manafort was indicted on 12 charges stemming from the Russia investigation from special prosecutor Robert Mueller. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
The feeling of fall is in the air, which means it's time to pay extra attention to your skin. Beauty expert Cheryl Kramer K.
I'm loving Jergens Nourishing Honey. It's infused with orange blossom essence and honey, which has loads of antioxidants, plus antibacterial and anti-inflammatory properties, so it's soothing to the skin. Honey is also a natural humectant, so it pulls water from the air and delivers it to your skin to keep it hydrated and nourished all day long.
Pick it up at Walmart or Target for just $5.99.
The U.S. making a pledge to help a U.N. force in Africa fight terrorism. Here's correspondent Mark Mayfield.
The pledge, announced yesterday, will fund a UN-backed force from five nations, including Niger, where four U.S. Green Berets were killed by terrorists earlier this month. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and UN Ambassador Nikki Haley announced the pledge. The UN Security Council is focusing on the region of Western and North Central Africa, where the force is going to operate against terrorists that are linked to ISIS and Al-Qaeda.
A portion of Silicon Valley history, no more due to destructive wildfires in Northern California.